Every now and then, I like to read poems from friends and listeners on For the Birds. Sometimes I go weeks or months without getting a single poem, but yesterday was a banner day. I got two poems from renowned biologist and great gray owl specialist Robert Nero of Manitoba, and a really cool poem from Thomas Handy Loon of Bemidji. Robert Nero writes, "Surprise Effect." This winter of my 82nd year, I was clearing the path to the owl's pen far to the back of our well-wooded yard amidst a heavy curtain of falling snow, a tedious, wearying but necessary chore. Then I stopped shoveling and smiled, awed to discover that our birch tree's three upright, strong young trunks were less white than snow. Rather, they had a surprisingly warm pink glow. Robert Nero wrote that poem this January. Last December, he wrote, "At minus 20 Celsius, hoping to avoid the searing wind, the dog and I head across the stubble for the scant cover of a grove of willows, a swale too low and wet to cultivate, so left untouched. Willows and dogwoods, haven for hares, deer, grouse, and lesser creatures. Willows dominate. Upright, slender, colorful stems or stalks, hardly branches, wands. A few gnarly willow matriarchs, having survived fire and floods, stand well above the crowd, their twisted gray limbs remindful of apple trees. Though I stumble now and then, heading back for the distant car, still I stop to admire a wasp nest, gray, papery oval, askew low on a willow, a souvenir to take home to show my wife, and then, what I can't show her, the dog reappears out in the open, standing still, head upright despite the wind, studying some scent, alert, intrigued, a picture of perfection." Thomas Handy Loon wrote a performance piece, "When I Was a Bird." When I was a bird, I tasted clouds inside out, dropped yesterday's dinner on SUV windshields, pretty big target, pretended I was the star of that old Hitchcock movie, Gonna Peck Your Eyes Out. When I was a bird, did I laugh as the loon does, or cry as the loon does? Maybe I just reveled in the shadows of my dinosaur DNA. Perhaps I had tree fetish and four syllables, pi-li-a-tid, bouncing through a verdant jungle of jack pines and whitetails. I really can't recall. When I was a bird, I was high all the time. Pranced with pretty, poised, perch-pillaging pelicans, soared smoothly beside sculpted, silken, sexy swallows, hovered humbly with handy, hungry, hunting hawks, flew fast like Jonathan Livingston Mudhen on Prozac. When I was a bird, I flew around the world and back, toured the shimmering zodiac, danced with escaped balloons up high, preened as a lion would. My, my, I hid from feline wannabes and sometimes clapped my talons with glee. I love to soar, but I don't know how to teach a human or a cow. When I was a bird, the sky was the limit, but not really. And I tried and I tried and I tried, but I could not lay an egg. That was Thomas Handy Loon with other poems by Robert Nero, and I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.